fuck is that? Ma! Put the dogs away. There's something in the backyard. Ma, put the fucking dogs away. There's something in the backyard. Ah! Ah! What the fucking... He's back! Oh! Ma! Call the fucking cops! That fucking cat is back! Oh!
The disclaimer has been spotted near schools explaining to young children what an upper decker is and how to perform it. The disclaimer will inform you that you might be subjected to foul language, poor taste, unqualified legal advice, and a general desire not to live on this planet anymore in the audio that immediately follows. The disclaimer. If you are a public figure, aspiring politician, I don't know what that word is, aspiring politician, or desire to have a career, then you should disconnect now. In fact, no one should listen to this ever. The disclaimer has been buying old SD cards on eBay looking for photos of you. And now for your host, a man who didn't want to spend the money on a real doll, so instead bought one of the old robots from Showbiz Pizza, RU486.
That's right. This is the I Have Nothing to Show. Slide the pants in the off position and remove that gearing from Michael. God damn it, that gets me every time. We got to stop doing that.
Oh, so you're saying me, I got to pull my headset off and put it next to the pants.
Really grinds those gears in the urethra. But anyway, that is the show that we have tonight. Good, thanks for coming. See you later. Bye.
Madman will gears be... in or near your urethra, go to the doctor.
Well, apparently I'm buying Funimation sex toys now. Funimation
just
is...
a giant robot bear sex toy.
Either way, bear fucker, do you need assistance? As we were told before the show, that is the only way. Madman is our news reader once again. We have BSV in the studio audience. Stop touching that young lady. Morps is the panel operator and the intro maker today. Well done, Morps. That was fantastic. I love the kitty cat one. And Fox Wolf will be representing the weird people this week. All right, we got a collection of stories that we've been collecting and gathering dust and whatever we've been doing over the last week, month. Yeah, it's show 7. Still not really into it. Just sort of, a little bit here, a little bit there. Almost called you Major. Madman, what's in the news this week?
Well, we've got Sard in the IRC. I'm not sure why Sard's not on a mic. Got the info.
Sard has to be a respectable adult now.
Well, as he says down in front, we can get started with some news.
This just in. We just got an audio recording from Sard.
Sorry, I'm white! I'm sorry, I'm male! Why? Why am I a monster?
And if you know why Sard's a monster, please write care of...
B15. Our first story comes from the BBC via Morps. Florida City blasts Baby Shark song to drive away homeless from the waterfront.
Did I send you this one? I thought this was one R you found.
Nope. This is not me, man.
I didn't even know what Baby Shark is.
You decided this was an IHN story rather than a decking story.
Well, I had two that I sent that way then.
Oh. Officials in West Palm Beach, Florida are trying new methods of driving away homeless from the city's own rental facilities. They're playing children's music. The wildly popular and extremely repetitive Baby Shark. Oh, and also raining tacos. They're looping the two.
So not only is it driving the homeless away, it's keeping the toddlers busy as they all try to dance to it.
Yep, and causing some fat people to want tacos.
I was thinking you've scored a hit of heroin, you've shot it up on the sidewalk, Baby Shark comes on for like the 18th time that week. It's a bad trip. No wonder they're leaving. Actually, this is probably some sort of cruelty.
That cruelty are they, you homeless. Know, you know, it's like when you've heard the same song too many times over and over again and they just, you know, start mindlessly humming along to it.
Oh.
I don't know. I think the second time is too many times for Baby Shark.
No shit, right?
Oh,
the first one isn't?
It depends how they're doing this. Because Baby Shark was enough of a phenomenon, it spawned repeats. So you have the original one being sung by the little Japanese kids that's kind of very annoying. Then you have the heavy metal Baby Shark, where they replaced the instrumentation with, like, guitars, some drums, and just start yell-shouting it into the mic. Same lyrics, it's just done by Metallica.
They play it again at 3 in the morning, just about, you know, at 75% speed.
Oh, God.
And then there's the country music version of Baby Shark.
This is something I really don't want to look into, isn't it?
No, you don't.
Oh, I'll start sending you audio links randomly.
Hey, Harvey, check please. This out. Oh, that'll be the new Rickroll. Baby Sharking.
On occasion, do they play Baby Shark backwards?
No, nobody ever plays it backwards. That opens the gates of oblivion, and then the monsters spill out.
Oh, like, well, California.
We don't talk about California.
So far, this is disrupting the sleep of 4,600 homeless people.
I love imagine that, that number's in the story.
Can you imagine you've just bought your first home down by the beach? You move in for the first night, and all night Baby Shark is just fucking playing, man.
Oh, no, yeah, it's worse than that. It's worse than that. You move into the home. It's your first night. You're out on the deck, maybe grilling some, you know, grilling something to eat. Sit down, look at your significant other in the eyes, and then you start hearing it.
Slowly as it rolls up the street. DayZ reenacted as the fucking homeless crawl up the outside of all of your house. You're screaming, get to the chopper. She's saying, grab the kids. You're yelling, there's no fucking time. Go. We can have more.
You look at her confused. We don't have kids. What the fuck are you talking about? She's like, I meant the dogs.
Well, Mayor Keith James told the BBC, this is a temporary measure meant to keep the homeless away from the city's waterfront spaces. But advocates for homeless say it's cruel and unusual treatment, and it needs to stop.
Dion, you're on the right side of history. Cruel and unusual. Or they could just start having impromptu raves.
Baby Shark rave?
Yeah.
Just to fuck with the people playing it? Yeah, I could see
exactly,
that.
Exactly, man.
Like, that just... is just because they're so fucking burnt out and high, they can't tell that it's not techno music.
That,
I mean,
that
it's high-pitched
more...
and repetitive, right?
So. It's low-energy repetitive, but yeah. Officials say the child song serves as a deterrent around the city's Lake Pavilion, a glass-walled events venue overlooking downtown waterfront that hosts about 164 events over the year. So they're trying to clear out the waterfront so they can start hosting concerts in the evenings. And pretty much turn it into a moneymaker.
Reality is getting in the road of city officials, is it?
Yeah, they're like, oh, we got to get rid of these homeless people so that we can start hosting the events we intended this space for.
They have a whole division of people working for them. Antifa. They're quite happy to move people on. We just go down and give the homeless, say, crosses, little white hats, some bed sheets, and then just point to Antifa.
Oh, but then they'll be inducted into Antifa. They'll just be like, you're wearing the wrong color.
No. You give them all free red baseball caps. They don't even have to say anything on them, just red baseball caps. Then you point the Antifa people at them and, well, you know.
At this point, I think they'd rather take the baby shark.
Or worse, you could be a real asshole. Make sure you fill the hats with a strong glue, say a Gorilla Glue, or some, you know, maybe hose them down with the quick set cement, or not cement. What am I thinking? Barge glue, you know, contact cement, and you know, run around just slamming it down on every homeless person you can, so they can't get the red hats off before you point Antifa at them.
I'm liking that. But,
no, that would be cruel and unusual. We'll stick with the baby shark. Because with y'all's methods, we're going to be ending up paying some hospital bills.
And let's face it, the bubonic plague and all those other medieval fucking diseases floating around right now is going to kill them off anyway.
Wait long enough. Part of the country.
Leprosy.
It's just a little bit of you and me. Leprosy. But let's go to another story. I think we've beaten that one.
Well, we've discussed what homeless people are going through. Now, stupid teenagers.
Is there any other kind?
Also known as future homeless.
They are working on the trash can fires, according to this story. This comes from the Mirror. And instead of being in Florida, it's somewhere in the UK. Teenagers are sniffing wheel bends in a dangerous new drug craze, sparking a police warning. I got it from the UK from the phrase wheel bends. We call them toters in the South, and they're just called dumpsters everywhere else in the US.
So essentially, they're huffing dumpster juice.
Yeah, they're lighting plastic trash cans on fire in city parks.
And then huffing
the burning plastic fumes.
These aren't future homeless. These are pre-dead.
Yeah.
I know some people are quite poor, but I'm pretty sure drugs aren't that expensive in the U.S.
Well, they're in the U.K.
This is Britain.
Oh, Britain. Okay.
Now, I'm thinking they're not that much more expensive, especially since no one's paying taxes on that shit, so.
So how long before they just, you know, start bleeding from the nose and eyes? I mean, there's some weird caustic shit in plastic.
It depends on what else is in the trash can along with the plastic. It varies, because they're not only getting high off of plastic, but the trash in the plastic. These are garbage bins.
Foil dumps.
Yeah, there's all kinds of old bits of food, broken parts, old electronics, dead babies.
Boiled,
I mean,
nappies.
There's all kinds of shit in there. Oh, God.
Yeah, they're trash bins around city parks more than just regular dumpsters from like commercial areas.
Oh, so it's going to be mostly food waste and
baby diapers.
Food waste and pet waste.
Lovely.
Oh, they're huffing burning shit. They're huffing burning shit.
It's American Crocodile or whatever the hell that the shit.
You can't.
Referencing the disclaimer, I don't want to live on this planet anymore. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Jankums is what you're thinking of.
Yeah,
crocodile's what eats your flesh. Jankums just makes you pass out and taste shit for a week.
You have been granted 3 wishes. What do you do? I wish for everyone who tries this to develop taste buds in their assholes.
Daddy, what will it be like in 2019? It'll be fantastic, son. We'll have flying cars. We'll be going to the moon.
Nope, kids are eating detergent and huffing garbage fires.
Oh, we got to go clip. We need to go clip that high pitched in the year 2000 from the old Conan O'Brien show.
Oh, no, we're getting on the Jetsons era, and this is what we're doing. Police issue warnings. This is extremely dangerous drug craze, which is seeing youngsters sniffing the fumes of burning wheel bends. It's extremely dangerous, highly toxic.
Oh, sure. Once you know, somebody's thrown away like a vape battery or you know, some shit like that, and it's going to explode on them. But at the same time, I think you're right, Madman. We are getting into Jetsons territory. Pretty soon, those with means will be building their homes in the sky on giant poles to get away from this shit.
At least high enough up not to hear Baby Shark anymore.
Oh, dude, that's going to make raiding apartment complexes both hilariously entertaining and possibly very easy.
Well, I mean,
they're
you
just
saw that
cutting down those poles.
You saw the thing. I think it was one of the Saudi Arabian princes was designing a utopian city to do genetic, basically Bioshock. He was going to build the live action version of Bioshock.
That's coming up later. No spoilers.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But the police in Greater Manchester warn to stop huffing dumpster fires.
Well, I think there's something in all of it. Something in that for all of us.
No! No, there's not! I want nothing to do with this! Why are you dragging me back here?
Just smell the
dumpsters.
Speaking
of dragging people back to former lives, anyone here ever work in the grocery industry or retail?
Yes.
Yes.
No, thank God.
This comes from the U.S. and Canadian news service. So a gentleman's been missing for about 10 years. And they found him at his former place of employment. Behind a freezer. Grocery worker found in shop where he worked after a 10-year search. They didn't look very hard in the store.
I don't want to think what he looked like.
How did they not smell something wrong?
In the freezer.
No, behind
the freezer. Behind
the
freezer where the heat goes. So he got dried out and mummified.
Well, I wondered why we thought the sewer kept breaking for a few months there.
Wow.
Yeah. Police say the body went missing in 2009 and was discovered behind the freezer in the now closed supermarket where he worked.
Wait, Madman. Say that again.
Police say the body of the man who went missing in 2009.
Yeah. So the police said the body went missing in 2009.
I picked that up.
The body
too.
Of the man. Of a
I
man. Yeah.
Put it down to bad editing.
They knew he was dead. This is a conspiracy theory. This is where the cops said the body. They knew he was dead. That's why they said the body went missing in 2009. As opposed to saying the man went missing in 2009.
Yeah, but think about it. How did he get in there? He's in between.
He was working on... you can walk on top of those freezers in many stores. And you kind of have to on occasion to get rid of the birds that nest there.
Oh, he's fallen in between.
He fell behind the freezer.
So this isn't an instant death thing. This is a slowly death thing.
It depends on how he fell. I would like to think it was instant, because that means that his coworkers ignored the banging on the freezer walls, screaming for help for days while he slowly died.
We really need to get this thing fixed. It keeps making so much racket.
that compressor's all kinds of fucked up. You can almost hear it. It's like it's saying, guys, help me, help me.
Investigators in the Council Bluffs, Iowa, say Larry, Ellie, Merlo, Moncada, a Spanish man apparently, 25 years old, had apparently fallen into an 18-inch gap at the Brill's supermarket.
18 inches is not a lot of space. That was a painful fall.
He wasn't a big
fall.
Guy. Yeah, he wasn't a big guy.
No, but that was still a very painful fall, because I'm betting he got cut up pretty good on the way down.
Yeah, that's the gap between the freezer wall and the wall.
Well, the backs of refrigerators aren't exactly smooth surfaces.
Nope.
Usually they're covered in fan grills and vents and radiators.
They're thinking noise from the fans, compressors, and pretty much the equipment that keeps the freezer frozen covered up his cries for help.
Oh, this story's dark. I wish I hadn't picked it now.
No foul play has been detected thus far. His death was ruled accidental.
Well, if you've got any bodies you need to hide, you know, a good place to stash them now. You'll get at least 10 years worth of silence.
I suppose that's better than, you know, in the park on the bench face down to hide the hole, but, you know.
Yeah, that'll buy you hours or days. This'll buy you a decade.
Yeah, almost dark, man. We got a happier one for the next.
Oh, this is sad. The picture they're choosing? His graduation photo from college. He was moving on with his life.
Yeah, that's really
news. FBI finds body sewn together in a Frankenstein-like manner in a human chop shop.
God damn it, madman.
This was in Arizona.
You need to work on your categorization skills.
They link together. They both deal with dead people.
I'm not denying the transition. Or segue. The word is segue. I'm not denying the segue. It's a valid segue.
But buckets of body parts and coolers filled with male genitalia and a woman's head sewn onto a male torso, kind of Frankenstein-esque, were found by FBI agents during a raid on an Arizona body donation center. A new lawsuit reveals.
This is the weirdest warehouse I've been in at least the last 6 weeks.
A body donation center.
Yeah, whenever you want to donate your body to science, these are the people that handle it. And this particular one was fucked up as hell.
Yeah.
This sounds like a Batman villain or something was involved.
Although it sounds like this one is a good place to donate a body that you just want to get rid of, since I don't think they really cared.
I'm looking for a right arm on a 98 Mexican female version. It sounds like a pedal beating place. Like, go out, pick your parts.
So, I don't want to buy a real doll. What do you got?
Will you be looking in refrigerated or non-refrigerated?
Oh.
Well, this is actually a new story, although the investigation has been going back to 2014. So it took them 5 years to close in on this. The stomach-churning scene was discovered by FBI agents at the now-shuttered Biological Resource Center in 2014 as part of a multi-state investigation into illegal trafficking and sale of human body parts.
Wow, my guidance counselor really let me down.
Gross.
Yep, the sale of human pieces was a potential career for you.
So, was a medical degree required?
Doesn't sound like it.
Because if it was, what a waste. I mean,
there were doctors involved in the practice, but not necessarily in the running of the individual facilities.
Well, I know we swore to do no harm, but they were already dead, so, you know.
It looks like you can probably get in on this ground level with an associate's degree, lab tech type thing.
Wow.
Do you know how boring it is just to make sure these bodies don't rot? We had to keep ourselves entertained somehow.
We're going to make Frankensteins.
They busted them right before they could launch their new epic YouTube channel, Weekend at Bernie's 3, the Mere God Edition.
Will it smell?
Now for the transgender actor is.
Oh. Just popped in at some three-titted big dick demon.
God. Wait, how'd you get a goat in there?
Oh, no, this is only human parts. No goat horns. Oh, wait a minute. No. Depending on how young some of the corpses were.
Oh, dude,
don't go any further.
Back it out. Back the truck up, Heavy. Come on, man.
I was going to say they could have horns on the back of their skull.
Oh, from the
from the video screens.
Yeah. All right, it's not as bad as we thought, but let's just keep it in the shallow end.
Yeah,
people.
I thought he was about to make a joke involving hip bones. Shit.
No. Details from the Grim Fine were revealed in a lawsuit filed against the center this week by 33 plaintiffs whose loved ones' bodies were donated to the facility under the guise they would be used for scientific purposes. Okay, I don't think this is fraudulent at that point.
Could it be argued a scientific purpose
to piece together a bunch of random body parts and try to reanimate them?
Well, it depends on how they were trying to reanimate them. Filling them full of bleach and shocking them with an old broken lamp, maybe not so much.
Oh, I thought that was just supposed to get rid of the autism.
Some side effects. It will pray away the gay. What? Fucking, yeah, we can make infant death jokes, but fucking make one joke about faggots and every cunt's silent, right? Fuck you.
I was trying to think of a good joke, and it just didn't happen.
We had to hang somebody out to dry this week, and we chose you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. This just reminds me of the movie The House That Jack Built. If you haven't seen that film, I recommend seeing it with your mother.
This sounds like a plan that totally went dolphin.
Well, in his declaration in the lawsuit, former FBI special agent Mark Calder described the various unsettling scenes that awaited cops, including a bucket full of arms and legs. That's from Borderlands. I had to get like 20 of those for a quest.
Oh boy, fuck. I'll be so human now.
And a cooler full of male genitals. They had a cooler full of balls and wangs.
Dude, I'm picturing those things to rot.
Go eat a fridge full of dicks.
I'm just thinking, I hope it's like a lunch pail or something like that. Otherwise, that's a lot of dicks. That would be quite a lot. Just saying. If it's like a regular beer cooler size, that's a lot of wang.
Well, here, let's do a callback. Sounds like somebody needed to pray the gay away.
Well, agents also found infected heads.
Oh, gross.
Infected? Gross. Yep.
A small woman's head sewn onto a large male torso and hanging on the wall. Oh, they hung that one up. That was decorative.
Man, this is a macabre place to fucking work. Dude, imagine how dark the jokes are at this joint. That makes the people working for YouTube in that bitching about their little fucking job nothing. These dudes are actually coming to work, hacking limbs off, putting dicks in coolers, and draining blood into buckets.
Being proud enough of their work to hang it up on the wall. I guess the magnets weren't strong enough to hold it on the fridge.
The research center specialized. I'm not sure how they're making money, but they specialized in picking up the bodies of deceased loved ones for families in exchange for the bodies to be used in scientific research. So all of these were people that died at home and then were donated.
Obviously, they were making one hell of a YouTube channel.
If it is legal and above board, there's got to be some ethical issues with just this facility alone. And if it's a multi-task force interstate bust, then maybe there's more of these centers are going to get busted soon.
How do you hire for a facility like that if you're the company running these? You're looking for practicing morticians with a creative streak. I mean...
Morality flexible. You know what I mean?
Need somebody whose stomach is not going to get turned up at a bucket of arms. I mean...
They have a trice list.
You have the bucket of arms in the interview room, and if they vomit, they're just like, oh, sorry, you're not cut out.
You're looking at the heads, aren't you?
Like, you'd see the dude walk in, he's got an arm in one in his right arm, and he's just slapping the hand onto his hand, going, "So, interested in working in this place, hey, Billy?"
He's just holding two severed arms in either hand and gesturing with them like they're his hands as he talks.
So,
high five.
And they
for
don't
those
match.
Of you wishing to comparison shop with Real Doll.
God. Hey guys, it's Jim's first day. Go make him open the cooler. Tell him that he has to clean them.
The price list listed in the civil suit, so they're trying to, you know, get money out of this place. They need to figure out how much money they were making. A whole body with no shoulders or head could be purchased. That's not a whole body. So let's throw that in there.
So we're filming an interesting movie.
Everything with the shoulders and head can be purchased for $2,900.
Oh fuck! That's what they were doing. Cheap. They were selling these things for movie props. We're making
a whole
Hellraiser
spine
15
retails for $950.
Wow. You know you can get a live girl out of Syria cheaper than that.
Yeah, $35 for a used one.
Yeah.
God, I should not have been that quick with the answer.
How do you know this?
I read stories for this fucking show. That's how I know this.
Yeah, let's go to another story, dude.
Okay, kind of robbing from pure decking on this one. Robot cage fights and flying taxis. Leaked documents reveal Saudi Arabia's plans for the next megacity. Ooh, that's a call to Judge Dredd. And they're in a desert. This is going to fucking be amazing.
Yeah, they put a big wall around it, man. Yeah, Council of Seven.
Here is the law.
Yeah, and then whenever somebody fucks up, you send them out into the desert.
Yeah, give them a Quran and tell them to walk out there and preach the good word.
Yeah, to the lizards and the dying things. Okay. The riches of Silicon Valley have enabled some extravagant and quirky projects, but they've got nothing on what oil money can do.
And straight, Skippy.
So, Saudi Arabian prince has, I don't know if it would be purchased, because don't the royalty just kind of own all of Saudi Arabia?
Maybe it's a eminent domain kind of thing.
Oh, well,
that or it's out in the middle of the desert and nobody gave a fuck.
Well, this one's actually on the coast. It's got a temperate climate and is surrounded by desert. But the project starting with cloud seeding, they're trying to turn this into kind of a temperate forest area.
Okay.
And with the temperatures, cloud seeding will work. So they're artificially creating rain.
Yeah, I'm still on board. There's no reason to say no just yet.
Cool. After they get that taken care of, they're going to be building the city. In the city of the future, cameras, drones, and facial recognition will be ubiquitous. The aim is only to keep citizens safe. They assure us of that.
Of course.
Keep summer safe.
They're looking into some genetic engineering programs with the Japanese.
Oh, that's a beautiful goat you have. Very beautiful.
This is meant to be used on people to increase human strength and IQ.
BioShock. They're reenacting BioShock in the desert instead of under the sea.
Yep. Robots are going to be everywhere. We're going to have Rosie the Robot, robot maids. And then for your entertainment, robot cage fighting.
See, now I can definitely get on board with that.
All they need to do is build it up on poles, and it really is the Jetsons.
Yep, this is going to be kind of a theme park or stadium. for your amusement, filled with robot dinosaurs. So they're building a robotic Jurassic Park as well.
And when people get word of that, they just start throwing criminals in with the robots.
Today, a man versus car. Oh, the car won. Again.
This is a long-term building project. It's going to be started around 2030. They're still in the design phase. And Prince Fahid Bin Sultan, if I'm mispronouncing your name, it is not on purpose. I really want to go to your city. Do not ban my passport or execute me once I get there.
Yeah, I want a second career in building robot combatants for the arena.
But I don't want any roads or pavement, so we are going to have flying cars by 2030.
Boom.
This is a man with a vision.
Yeah.
He is putting limits on what they can do pavement-wise, so we're not building roads for cars. These fuckers have got to fly.
Actually, think about that for a second, though. Flying cars are even better, like a Star Trek transporter. Think of how much space that would free up from, like, parking lots. Well, you'd still need that with a flying car, wouldn't you? But roads and maintenance and gas stations and shit like that?
Now they'll just park them into the side of the buildings.
Hello, Wakbar. Damn it, Jerry, we talked about this.
Well, in addition to all of that, just because, fuck, why not? We have oil money to blow. We need a fake moon. We're going to have a fucking fake moon.
Nope, we need to have a space elevator to go
Details are unclear as to what we're going to do with the fake moon. But reports are possibly a horde of flying drones to make a fake moon.
No, that's going to be where the Saudi Arabian prince sets up his throne so that he can sit above it all and observe. You know, supervillain style.
Or they could be reflecting it off a giant screen in the sky, images of the actual moon.
So they're going to completely seal it up like in our colors.
No, Cycros, I disagree. I firmly believe at least one of the Saudi royals listens to our show. I have no basis for this belief. I believe it by omission in the logs.
Oh, that's... it's going to be interesting because building standards and all that. So, yeah, I for one can't... I don't see any issues with this.
If anyone wants to keep track of this... It's the NEMO project, NEOM. And it's being backed by a crown prince.
Isn't everyone a crown prince in that country?
This is Saudi, and he's been Facebook verified as a crown prince.
Yes.
That makes it official.
It does, because I looked it up on the Googles.
Googles... Does he also have his Twitter check mark?
I'm not sure.
No, I don't think they can have. They're not aware enough. They're not well educated. Let's just say that. But all right.
Does he have a large amount of money that is locked up that I need to donate to help him unlock?
No, he's actually financing this with the money from the state. I don't know if top-down planning will work. In this instance, I kind of hope it does.
I mean,
there'll be a bunch of genetically engineered Middle Eastern supermen.
They built that Palm Frong Island thing out of nothing. Oh, yeah, I could see this is gonna happen. Unless something drastically happens, oil price or something like that. But, yeah, let's do another one.
We haven't had nearly enough drunkenness on this show yet.
I've been trying, man. I've already had, like, 6 shots of bourbon.
Yes, but did you invade a Polish town driving a Soviet tank?
Well, not that I'm going to admit to.
Not this week.
Well, then, you're not the man in this next story. Drunk man invades Polish town driving a Soviet tank.
See, now this is an upbeat story.
The 40-ton armored vehicle tore through the streets of... God, that's a Polish name. Pajezyczno? P-A-J-E-C-Z-N-O. Try better than I did. Poland, shortly before 10 p.m. A drunk driver was arrested last week.
He pulled over for the fucking cops. He's got a damn tank and he pulled over for the cops.
He could have been low on fuel. He could have been low on fuel.
Guys, guys, I need your help. I don't know where this tank is from. It's like one of the best scenes in Red Dwarf. We're on a spaceship. Thousands of miles, you know, hundreds of thousands of miles from Earth, millions of years in the future. Where did I get a fucking traffic cone?
Well, the drunk driver was arrested last week for maneuvering a tank through the streets of Poland. The vehicle, a Soviet T-55 tank that's at least 60 years old, belonged to a Polish military. But on June 12th, shortly before 10 p.m., it looked like it was attacking residents who quickly called the police.
Oh, damn kids are at it again.
Nope, it was a 49-year-old man who got drunk and decided, you know what would be fucking amazing? Driving a T-55 tank through town. That's gonna be the tits.
Now, only if he had live ammunition.
Sounds like he didn't, since he pulled over for the cops.
Yeah. But he obviously wasn't that drunk, because he did pull over. You know,
well, according to a Polish newspaper whose name I cannot pronounce as well, whom I'm not going to attempt, the unnamed driver, 49, was only responsible for putting the tank on and off its trailer. But the trailer had broken. So he's drunk and he needed to get this where it needed to be. And while it was being prepared, he... drunkenly decided to take the war machine out for a joyride.
As you do.
I see nothing wrong with this. He had a problem. He tried to fix it. He tried to fix it with too much vodka.
I can see this now. The cops pull him over. Hey guys, you want to see it? Want to see me fire it off? And you see the cops like, yes, then we'll arrest you. But let's shoot the tank first.
Well, by the time the cops arrived, he had already parked the tank on the main street and was standing nearby. Another man believed to be his passenger was also present. So he parked like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. That thing has been right there this entire time. And yes, I may have been drinking.
It's not my fucking tank. I never seen that tank before in my life.
Why does it have your name carved in the side of it then?
Oh, man.
It's unclear if the muddled motorist caused any permanent damage to the streets, but he was arrested, and once he sobered up, was questioned by police. He faces up to 8 years in prison if charged with creating direct danger of a catastrophe inland.
Imagine
water
the next
or air traffic.
That has happened enough for them to require write a law for it.
It's just Poland. Imagine how many times have they been invaded?
Yeah, fair point.
He wakes up in the morning. I fucking did what? Huh? No. Fucking tank? Really? I didn't even know how to drive a tank. Fuck me.
They're also including a lesser charge. So he might not be in there for 8 years. He could just be in there for 2 years for driving under the influence.
It's still a motor vehicle.
I think his class is a heavy vehicle at that point. That's why the 2 years.
Do you have your CDL for driving a tank?
I think you got time for one more, Madman.
Well, the tank had to sit on the main street until 5 a.m. when the police found an ex-soldier who knew how to operate it and could load it back on the truck for them.
Now with morning news and traffic, but we're also looking for someone who can drive a T-28 tank. God.
Actually, it's Poland, so they probably had a few people go, yeah, I can do that.
All right. This isn't a hero, but he was pantsless. Pantsless man arrested for indecent exposure, resisting arrest in Traverse City. A 53-year-old man is facing multiple charges after he was caught walking around half-naked up north. Michigan State Police say a trooper was on patrol on Division Street in Tulver City at around 10:45 a.m. last Friday. That's way too early in the morning to be that drunk.
Yeah.
When he came across James Coulson, who was naked from the waist down. So the man at least put on a shirt and then walked around freeballing it.
How do we know he wasn't just suffering from, you know, hypothermia and had reached that stage where you go crazy and start thinking that you're burning up?
Because he's not dead. I'm going to go with fair point. Not dead. So Coulson was stopped. Okay, I'm going to go with stopping, because stopped in the past tense I don't think makes sense with this. Stopping cars in a roadway, police said. Slamming his hands on the hoods of vehicles when the troopers apprehended him. He asked the man to stop. He refused to follow commands and became verbally abusive.
Wow. If you're going to do it, you're going to confront the police, get the pants off, get verbally combative.
Well, the pantsless man allegedly tried to get away as the troopers tried to arrest him and had to be physically subdued. I'm wrestling a naked man on a Friday morning. That's going to be a upside. I'm sorry, Saturday morning.
Wow.
Until the officers arrested and handcuffed him. Okay.
Like, do you reckon they rock, paper, scissors for who's going to arrest the guy? They pulled up in the police car. They both looked at each other and called, not it. I know that's the way I would have done it. Fuck that. Naked dude on a Saturday morning. Not even if I was experimenting. Wrong.
Oh, he's a repeat offender. He habitually does this.
Nice.
So you would say that this is his thing. They get a report at 2 o'clock. Like 2 o'clock on a Saturday morning. Oh, it's just Dave. As Dave's waving his dick at traffic again.
Hey, alcohol Dave. Is believed to be involved in this.
No shit.
Yeah. If it's not, mental illness. Then again, imagine not being your first rodeo for waving dick in traffic. Like that's your thing. Like, that would be your thing. Hey, do you know Dave? No, which one's Dave again? You know, the dude that waves his dick at traffic? Oh, yeah, I know fucking Dave. That's your thing?
It's like, yeah, sucks to be Dave. His wife must just be so disappointed. I mean, look at that thing. So pathetic.
Maybe he's a grower, not a shower.
Yeah.
And it sounds like the other way around, man.
Maybe he's well endowed. I don't really care either way, but Jesus, man, imagine having form for waving dick. That, I have nothing for that one. All right, let's close this bitch out. Kick it off with the Madman. Got any final statements?
Well, if the Saudi city arrives, I want to buy a flying motorcycle from them.
Yeah. I would like to ride on that motorcycle with you. Fox, got any final statements?
And when you get to the Saudi city, don't cheap out on the sex doll robot. Otherwise, it might not be the refrigerated version.
Do not click on Swervo mode. Morps, final statements.
Gives a whole new meaning to the term Robo-Rooter. That's it. I wouldn't mind getting a call from this guy in a few years when he's got his robot fighting thing up. I'd love to put my 3D printers to work. It's like, I can build some fighting robots. Fuck this.
The only problem is you got to live in Saudi Arabia.
I'm a white man. I should be fine.
No more booze.
Oh, that's a problem.
Yeah. It's always going to be a problem. No more women to look at. You got to look at fucking garbage bags. Guys.
Oh, that's what the robots are for.
Ooh, I wonder if there'd be a market for, you know, those t-shirts that have, like, the body printed on them? Like, they sell them at beaches and shit like that? I wonder if there'd be a market for burkas like that.
Oh. Who wants to play See If Morps Can Fly? Because that's what's going to happen. The big-titted burka.
Or you fuck with people, have a couple of inflatable balloons under there with a pump. Ooh, just tell the girl to have fun.
We need to find somewhere where we can order one of these full burkas with a fucking naked chick on the outside printed on. That's going to be the shit.
That's exit strategy plan right there. I bet you could make bank selling those. Just don't go anywhere near a Middle Eastern country.
Imagine what you could do just selling in a one-off run on Halloween. we've just made someone rich. Well, they'll take this and run with that idea.
You have to have realistic ones. Then you have to, for the Japanese, you have to have the anime girl ones.
So they're walking around in one of those body pillow things.
Dad, that's where we can get it printed. I wonder if they'll do a burka instead of a body pillow. Yeah.
It's about the same size. Why not?
Yeah, why not? All right, BSV, final statement.
Instead of visiting this city, I just plan on putting together a group of raiders to go into the city once it's fallen, about 10 or 20 years after it's been built.
Go in there after it's hit dystopia and play first-person shooter, the real game?
All the altered zombie-looking creatures. But, alright, that's the end of the show for this week. Get off my fucking lawn.
Sewing up their balls, 'cause when you live in clown world, everyone's beautiful. Heil Hitler! Heil Hitler! Honk, honk! When you live in clown world, science isn't real. And if you say you're a Spanish horse, then damn it, that's the deal. And if anyone tells you otherwise, you call the press to televise that